Realism and Formalism. Why we study film? I didn't really know why. It's not like my parents made me or I need to do it to graduate from here. I've thought about it a lot. But first, I want to say some definitions like realism and formalism that are mentioned in the text. I think they are pretty hard to define. They seem to be the opposite ends of a structure. They are two different ways to analyze films. Story, editing, cast use, everything. There are two different ways that you can look at them. In realism, it seems like the film is capturing an aspect of real life, and that makes it powerful. I'm sure you've all heard that art imitates life. Something about the film is reflecting the actual world. Maybe even more than reflecting. It's representing the world or being the world. Now, let's talk about formalism. To me, that means we're using the power of film. We're using technology to extend real life. For example, in editing, we can rearrange time. We can rearrange face. That's part of the power of film, in which we can change reality and give people something more. I think the combination of the two ways is useful. There is a quote from The Player, which came out in the 90s, directed by Altman. And the quote says, "Movie is our art, now more than ever." To me, that's one of the central reasons of why I study film, because I think that is art. How do you define art? That's really hard to define, too.